If you set out in your car, keys in hand, full tank of gas, and just start driving without deciding on a destination, you may go fast, you may cover miles, but you'll likely end up somewhere you never intended. Or worse, you might wind up nowhere at all. The same principle holds true for achievement in life. It all begins with clarity. You can't reach what you haven't defined. Take out a sheet of paper. There's something magical about putting pen to paper, writing the goal, making it visible. When you can see the picture in your mind and on the page, you start to create your own map. Some people say, "Well, Jim, I'm working hard. I'm putting in the hours." I ask, "Towards what?" And sometimes they don't know. That's like paddling hard in a boat with no destination in mind. Wind up going in circles. Let's get this straight. Effort is essential. But effort without direction is like rowing with all your might and never leaving the shore. See, if a person aims at nothing, he's bound to hit it. Achievement doesn't begin with busyness. It starts the moment you decide where you want to go. Think about the last time you planned a trip. Maybe you picked up a map or asked for directions. First question, where are you headed? If you don't decide, nobody can guide you. Life works the same way. Clarity comes first. The more specific you are, the better your aim. Don't leave it in your head. Don't let your dreams float around like clouds. Write the goal. Define it. Draw it. Hang it on your wall. Carry it in your wallet. Say it out loud every morning if you have to. Make the target visible, because the mind works best with pictures. Show yourself what you want. When the destination is clear, the mind begins to organize your thoughts, your habits, your decisions, and your days to help you get there. If you find yourself drifting, or if you ever feel lost, stop and ask, what am I after? What does it look like, sound like, feel like to arrive? Let the answer anchor you. Don't be afraid of wanting too much. The real danger isn't in aiming too high and missing. It's in aiming too low and hitting. Most people don't set goals at all, and their lives become a series of random events, like ships tossed by the wind. But you can choose differently. You can chart a course, and it begins with that first act of clarity. So tonight, make that your first assignment. Define the destination, paint the picture in your mind, write it, see it, speak it. And from that moment on, every effort you make will have direction. That's the start of achievement. You see, every map, no matter where you're headed, starts with a worldview, a philosophy. That's the foundation. It's not just what you know, but how you interpret what happens to you along the way. Philosophy colors your understanding of challenge, shapes your response to setbacks, and frames your approach to opportunity. If someone hands you a perfect map, but you believe you're unworthy of reaching the destination, chances are you'll sabotage the journey. If your philosophy says, the world is against me and luck never shows up at my door, then even the clearest route won't get you very far. On the other hand, a strong, sound philosophy says, I can learn, I can change, I can make progress. And that turns every obstacle into a lesson, not a lifetime sentence. Ask yourself, what do you believe about success, about achievement, about yourself? That's your starting point. If your beliefs are shaky, your steps will be uncertain. A weak philosophy leads to detours, those long, frustrating trips down the wrong road, sometimes miles and years off course. Why does it happen? Because the foundation isn't strong enough to support the journey. Now, where does philosophy come from? From what you read, from the voices you listen to, from the experiences you gather, and from the reflections you make along the way. Life whispers lessons every day. Sometimes it shouts, but it's up to you to listen, to question, to choose which ideas become your compass. I remember talking with a young man who couldn't seem to get ahead. He told me about his bad luck, his circumstances, all the things that weren't working out. I asked about his philosophy. He looked puzzled. He'd never considered that his thoughts about effort, about opportunity, about learning from mistakes, were shaping his experience more than the circumstances themselves. A shift in philosophy changes everything. Suddenly, detours become opportunities to learn, and dead ends become invitations to turn around and try a different way. You can always upgrade your philosophy, read a good book, have a conversation with someone who's walked a little farther down the road. Challenge your old assumptions. The more you grow your mind, the clearer your map becomes. And as your philosophy strengthens, so does your resolve. So before we talk about the vision, the plan, or the companions you'll need for the journey, pause and ask, what philosophy are you bringing on this trip? Is it helping you interpret setbacks as stepping stones or as roadblocks? Is it turning challenges into learning or excuses into a way of life? Strengthen your foundation. Build a philosophy that supports you, that guides you, that keeps you steady. Because when the winds come, and they always do, it's your philosophy that determines whether you stay the course or drift away. That's the anchor for every map of achievement. It's not just about the destination, but about the mind and heart you bring to the journey. Start there, and every mile gets easier. It's easy to believe that working harder is always the answer, that if you just grind long enough, stay up late enough, and push through every wall, achievement is guaranteed. But that's not the full truth. Hard work alone doesn't guarantee progress. It's vision that turns all that effort into purpose. A person without vision can spend years busy, but never move any closer to something meaningful. But when you have vision, when you know what you're working toward and why, it lights a fire in the heart. It transforms routine into mission and struggle into growth. Vision isn't about daydreaming. It's about seeing as clearly as you can the world you want to build, the person you want to become, the legacy you hope to leave. That kind of vision gives effort its edge. It gives the why behind every how. You get up early, not because someone told you to, but because you see where you're headed. You push through challenges, not out of fear, but out of a sense of purpose that's stronger than any obstacle. That's what vision does. I've met men and women who were working harder than anyone else around them. Yet, because they hadn't settled the question of vision, their energy scattered in all directions. But when they caught a glimpse of what was possible, when they really saw it, their entire attitude changed. Energy became enthusiasm. Struggle became strategy. Every setback became part of a bigger picture, not just a reason to quit. There's something powerful about knowing your why. The world can try to discourage you. Circumstances can get rough. But when you know your purpose, motivation is less important. Purpose sustains you when pressure tries to break you. Purpose answers the question of why bother when the road gets steep. Ask yourself, what's the vision? What does achievement look like for you? Not just in things or titles, but in impact, in character, in the kind of life you'll look back on with pride. The clearer the vision, the easier it is to say yes to the right things and no to the wrong things. You stop drifting and start moving with intention. Remember, vision is not static. It grows as you grow. As you travel farther, see more, understand more, your vision expands. That's a good sign. Let it challenge you. Let it pull you forward, even on the days when motivation is low. Purpose is stronger than pressure. If you find yourself struggling to keep going, check the vision, refresh it, rewrite it. Remind yourself what the effort is for, because when vision is strong, you'll find a way. The how becomes a matter of creativity and persistence, but the why is your true compass. Achievement is sustained by that sense of purpose, not by the weight of expectation, not by pressure, but by the steady pull of a vision that matters. Let that be the fuel for your journey. A dream is a wonderful thing. It stirs the imagination, lights up the spirit. But a dream without a plan, that's just a wish floating in the wind. If you want to convert direction into discipline, you need the planning process, routes, and milestones. That's how you turn vision into reality. Start with the big picture, then break it down. The destination may seem distant, but every long journey is simply a series of short, manageable steps. What's the first step? What's the next? Achievement is built by stacking small successes, one after another, day by day. Write out your plan. Lay out the route. Identify the milestones that matter. Milestones serve as checkpoints, moments where you pause, evaluate, and adjust. They're more than just markers on the path. They're feedback. They tell you if you're still on course or if you need to correct your direction. I've known people who made the mistake of trying to leap from where they are to where they want to be in one giant bound. And when the jump fell short, they lost heart. But those who broke their journey into stages, who celebrated each milestone, found the courage to keep going. Every small win builds confidence. Every checkpoint reminds you that progress is possible. Planning doesn't remove uncertainty, but it does give you a sense of control. When you know your route, you wake up each day with a sense of what to do next. Discipline grows when direction is clear. Without a plan, it's easy to become overwhelmed, distracted, or lost in the details. And don't be afraid to adjust your plan as you move forward. Life has a way of surprising us. Sometimes a route looks perfect on paper, but the road teaches us something new. That's not failure, that's feedback. Plans aren't set in stone. They're meant to guide, to give structure, but they're flexible enough to adapt. Take time to reflect on your milestones. Celebrate when you reach one, then look ahead to the next. The feeling of progress, even in small increments, fuels persistence. Each step, each checkpoint, makes the goal feel less like a distant dream and more like a reality within reach. Planning also means preparing for obstacles. Build in some margin. Allow for the unexpected. If you map the route too tightly, a single setback can throw you off. Leave space to learn, to recover, to try again. Achievement favors those who plan carefully, but who also know how to adjust with wisdom. So tonight, look at your dream. Break it down. Write the steps. Mark the milestones. Review your route often. Discipline flows from clarity and structure, not from sheer willpower. Let your plan be the bridge between intention and accomplishment. And remember, every great achievement started with a plan, one step, then another, until the map became a journey, and the journey became a life well lived. No matter how carefully you chart the route, every journey is marked by detours and dead ends. That's part of the process. The road to achievement is not a straight line. It winds, it bends, and sometimes it seems to vanish altogether. But these detours are not failures, they're feedback. There's an old saying, the path to success is always under construction. You make plans, you start with energy, but then life throws something unexpected. An obstacle, a delay, a change in circumstances. How you respond in those moments will shape your entire journey. Some people hit a detour and call it quits. They say, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. But that's not the way achievement works. When the route changes, it's simply an invitation to adjust the path, not abandon the goal. Read the signs. If the road is closed, look for a new way around. Sometimes the detour leads to a better view, a lesson you would have missed otherwise. You'll find dead ends too. Places where your plan doesn't work, your strategy falls flat, or your efforts don't produce the result you wanted. Don't take it personally. The best of us hit dead ends. The question isn't whether you'll encounter them. The question is how quickly you'll recognize them and how willing you are to try a different approach. I've met people who spent years trying to force their way down a blocked road, all the while ignoring the signs. But those who succeed pay attention. They're flexible. They stop, think, and ask, what can I learn here? Is it time to pivot? Is there a better route? The willingness to adapt is just as important as the will to persist. Remember, achievement is not about stubbornly sticking to one way. It's about reaching the destination. If the route changes, that's all right. Stay flexible. Take in the feedback. Sometimes you'll need to slow down and study the map again. Sometimes you'll need to back up before you move forward. There's no shame in adjusting course, only wisdom. And don't let pride keep you stuck. There's a lesson in every detour, an opportunity in every setback. What looks like a delay might be preparation. What feels like a failure might be the very thing that teaches you how to succeed next time. In the end, it's not the absence of obstacles that leads to achievement, but the ability to keep moving in spite of them. Stay alert, stay flexible. If you have to change your plans, do it with intention. Detours and dead ends are simply part of the journey. Evidence that you're moving, growing, and learning along the way. The road may twist and turn, but as long as you keep adjusting and moving forward, you're still on the map of achievement. As you travel the map of achievement, you'll notice something. It's not a solo journey. The companions you choose can either speed you along or steer you off course entirely. People are like elevators. They'll take you up or bring you down. Who you travel with matters. It's easy to underestimate the influence of your environment. But the truth is, we all rise or fall to the level of those we spend the most time with. If you surround yourself with people who expect little, settle for average, and excuse every delay, you'll find your own standards slipping. But if you walk with those who think forward, act disciplined, and demand excellence, you'll be drawn to match their pace. I've seen this principle play out time and again. Someone with great potential spends too much time around negative thinkers or excuse makers, and pretty soon, progress slows, enthusiasm fades, and the dream gets lost in the crowd. But those who choose companions wisely, who look for mentors, peers, and friends committed to growth, find themselves challenged, encouraged, and held accountable. Think about it. When you share your goal with someone who believes in achievement, their response isn't to pour cold water on your ambition. They ask questions. They offer insights. Sometimes they hold your feet to the fire when you're tempted to quit. That kind of support is invaluable. Achievement is not about isolating yourself. It's about choosing association with care. Look for people who cheer your progress, who won't let you get away with mediocrity, who see your potential and remind you of it when you forget. It's not always comfortable. Sometimes the best companions are the ones who challenge you the most. Be mindful of the opposite as well. The wrong crowd can pull you off the map before you realize it. It's easy to drift when you're surrounded by those who mock ambition, minimize effort, or settle for less than their best. Guard your associations. Spend time with those who help you grow. And remember, you also have a role to play. Be the companion who inspires others. Set the example. Offer encouragement. Share what you learn. When achievement is a shared journey, everyone benefits. The energy multiplies, and the destination comes into view that much sooner. On this journey, you'll meet many people. Some will be with you for a mile, others for the long road. Choose companions who walk in the direction you want to go. Let their discipline, vision, and commitment sharpen your own, because in the end, the journey is richer and the achievement greater when it's traveled together. There comes a point on every journey where the excitement wears thin. The first burst of enthusiasm is gone. The road gets long, and distractions start calling your name. That's when persistence becomes the most valuable fuel you have. If you want to arrive at your destination, consistency is what will get you there, long after motivation has faded. Achievement doesn't belong to those who dabble, who start and stop, who let every wind push them off course. It belongs to the persistent, the ones who show up day after day, even when the mood is gone and the results are slow. Consistency outperforms bursts of excitement, followed by retreat. I've watched people light up with a new goal, full of energy, only to see them drift when progress comes slower than expected. But the ones who keep putting one foot in front of the other, who keep making the calls, who keep reading the books, who keep practicing the fundamentals, those are the ones who cross the finish line. Persistence isn't dramatic. It's not about grand gestures or heroic effort. It's about steady, repeated action, doing the thing you promised yourself you'd do, even when it isn't fun, especially when it isn't fun. It's the discipline to keep writing, keep working, keep refining your skills, even when nobody's watching and applause is nowhere to be found. Ask yourself, can you keep showing up? Can you keep pressing on one step at a time? Especially on the days when nothing seems to go your way. That's what separates the achievers from the dreamers. Persistence transforms small, ordinary days into extraordinary outcomes. It's important to remember, small progress, repeated consistently, compounds over time. A little improvement each day, a bit more knowledge, an extra effort, a new connection. That's how momentum is built. Suddenly the mountain doesn't seem so steep. The finish line isn't as far as it once appeared. Don't be discouraged by slow progress. Achievement is rarely instant. Most of the time, success comes so gradually, you hardly notice it until one day you look up and realize how far you've come. Celebrate the small victories. Let each step forward be a reason to persist. If you ever feel your resolve slipping, revisit your vision, reconnect with your companions, and remind yourself why you started. Persistence is easier when the goal matters, when the company is strong, and when the path, even with its twists and turns, still leads you in the right direction. In the end, it's not the size of your talent or the brilliance of your plan that makes the difference. It's the willingness to keep going. One more day, one more try, one more lesson learned. Achievement belongs to the persistent. Make consistency your habit, and the arrival will take care of itself. There's a moment after all the effort, the planning, the persistence, when you arrive at your goal. You look around, and for a brief moment, there's a sense of arrival. The destination you pictured is now a reality. But here's the truth about achievement. Arriving isn't the end. It's simply time to redraw the map. Achievement is a continuous journey, a cycle of setting goals, pursuing them, reaching them, and then lifting your sights higher. The danger is in believing that arrival is final, that the journey is complete. Celebrate, yes. Take time to acknowledge how far you've come. Recognize the lessons learned, the growth gained, the character built along the way. But don't set up camp at one accomplishment. There's always another horizon. I've met people who, after reaching a big milestone, coasted for a while. They thought the work was done. But soon, restlessness crept in. Why? Because achievement isn't just about reaching one place. It's about the habit of striving, learning, and growing. When you stop aiming, you stop advancing. So after the celebration, after you've taken stock, it's time to evaluate. Ask yourself, what worked? What didn't? What could you do better next time? The journey gives feedback with every step, and each arrival offers a new vantage point, a clearer view of what's possible. This is when you set a new destination. Maybe it's a bigger challenge, maybe a deeper purpose, maybe helping others draw their own maps. Each new map is richer for what you've learned before. The confidence that comes from achievement fuels the courage to reach higher. Don't be afraid to reinvent your goals. Life changes, you change, and so must your ambitions. Redraw the map as needed. The act of setting new goals keeps you engaged, sharp, and growing. And remember, there's no limit to how far you can go. The only limits are the ones you accept. Along this journey, you inspire others too. Your story becomes a signpost, proof that the map can be drawn, the distance can be traveled, and new destinations can always be imagined. Achievement is not a static event, it's a living process. So take a moment to enjoy where you are. Be grateful for the journey and the companions who walked with you. But don't let this arrival be the end. Pick up your pen, draw a new map, and set out again. Because the greatest satisfaction comes not just from reaching, but from continually discovering what's possible. That's how the map of achievement keeps expanding. One arrival becomes the launch pad for the next. And the journey, well, that never really ends. We'll be right back.